Glory be to Jesus. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for the word of faith and power. Hallelujah. So in the last episode, we saw the fact of our sainthood in Christ Jesus, how that every believer is a saint of God. Every believer is a saint of God. Sainthood is not a result of what we have done. It's a product of our faith in Christ alone. Hallelujah. We are all called the saints of God. First Peter chapter 2 verse 9 refers to us as a holy nation. So we all together are referred to as a holy nation. Bible refers to us as the temple of the Spirit. First Corinthians chapter 3, we are the temple of the Spirit. Glory to God. So we are saints of God. The fact of our sainthood cannot be disputed, cannot be argued away, cannot be winked at. We are saints of God according to the scriptures. Glory be to God. We are saints of God according to the scriptures. And you know, the truth is, when you see yourself as a saint of God, one who is not trying to become a saint, one who is already a saint by virtue of his identification with Christ Jesus, it changes your attitude towards, you know, worldliness. It changes your attitude towards sin. Hallelujah. I mean, when you discover that you have become a saint, you know, that idea of somebody who has become sacred, set apart, who is different, who has an intrinsic quality of holiness, it makes you see the world differently. Glory to Jesus. It makes you carry yourself in a particular way. You are a saint. Glory to God. You are a saint. You are God's most holy person. You know, today, I'm not going to be teaching for long. Glory to God. I'm not going to be teaching at all. This is going to be some form of interlude. And what I intend to do in this particular podcast is just to play songs of consecration, songs that would stir us to live our lives for the one who died for us, songs that would stir us to make commitments that are effective, commitments that are effectual, commitments that are consistent, you know, in the service of the one who gave himself for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Glory to God. I'm going to say a few things along the lines of, you know, committing ourselves, committing our lives to a walk in sanctification. And then I'll play those songs of consecration. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. From verse 16. The Bible says, therefore we know we no man after the flesh. Therefore know we no man after the flesh. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 5:16. Therefore know we no man after the flesh. And then he says, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, it is a new creation. All things are passed away, behold, all things have become new. If a man is found in Christ, he is a new creation. Now from verse 14. Bible says, for the love of Christ compels us, because we judge us, that if one died for all, then all died. If one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Have you seen that before? Have you seen this before? Have you paid attention to this portion of the scriptures before? That Jesus, in giving his life to you and I, demands that we live that life not for ourselves, but for him. Hallelujah. The Christian faith we have received, the Christian life we have received, the Christian faith we have found demands living for another. Hallelujah. It demands living for another. It demands living for another, living for the will of him that saved us. Glory to Jesus. And every day we ought to drive our roots deeper in this walk with the Lord. Our consecration must be felt. It must be heartfelt. It must be seen. It must be exemplary. Glory to Jesus. We must commit to the things of God. Commit to a walk in the things of the Spirit. Commit to a walk in the things of the Spirit. Commit to fulfilling our ministry. Every day we must make a renewed commitment to be more effective. Hallelujah. Why? Because it is required of us. Those of us who have received the grace of God, it is required of us to do what? To live for him who died and rose again for us. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 2. Hallelujah. No, 2 Timothy rather. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Glory to God. 2 Timothy 2. Look at this quickly. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 2. I'm trying to get there myself. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2 from verse 1. Bible says, "You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses. Commit this to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." Verse 3. "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that it may please him who enlisted him as a soldier." Have you seen that the man that is enlisted as a soldier, the man that is called into the ministry, does not entangle himself with the affairs of this life? Why? So that he is able to please him that enlisted him. Glory to Jesus. You know, you can't live like civilians anymore. Figuratively speaking now, as a soldier, you can't live like civilians anymore. You can't just choose what to do. You can't choose when to fight. You can't choose when to be serious. You can't, I mean, something else dictates your lifestyle, dictates your commitment. Something else, there's a higher force. There's a call, there's a responsibility hanging over your neck, hanging upon your life as a soldier of Christ. You can't live life like every civilian. You can't be entangled with pleasures and, you know, the affairs of this life. You must separate yourself and give yourself wholeheartedly to the things that matter, to the things that are of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The things that are of Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. The things that are of Christ Jesus. So we ought to allow the knowledge of our sainthood, the knowledge of who we have become in Christ Jesus, drive our roots deeper in consecration to God. In consecration to God. In consecration to God. You see, there's nothing else we are living for apart from living for Jesus. Look at Philippians chapter 1. See how Paul puts it. Glory to Jesus. See how Paul puts this at Philippians chapter 1. Praise God. Philippians 1, look at this. I'm trying to get there. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 1. Look at what Paul says. You know, it says, "For to me," Philippians 1, glory to Jesus. Look at verse, "For to me to live," let me start from verse 19. Now it says, "For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation, and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." That's a man that understands consecration. To me to live is Christ. For to me to live, that is, my living is for Christ. And when I die, it is gain. Hallelujah. For me to live is Christ. My existence, my lifestyle, my daily living revolves around Christ. Centers around Jesus. Hallelujah. And to die is gain. Glory to Jesus. And to die is gain. Now look at this, verse 23. "For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you." Paul didn't say to remain in the flesh is more needful for me to advance my career, is more needful for me to make some more money, is more needful for me to, you know, just get the best out of life, take over, be on top, rise and shine. No, he says, "For me to continue in the flesh is more needful for you." That's a man that has died to himself. That's a man whose living is no longer about himself. Hallelujah. That's a man who has allowed the knowledge of his consecration influence his living. Glory to Jesus. You get to a point in your life where the reason why you want to keep living on the face of the earth is because of the impact you want to keep making for Christ. It is not about every other thing that you can, you know, benefit from. It is not about getting, you know, the best grade in school, which is not bad in itself. It is not about getting promoted at work, which is not bad in itself. It's not about getting a contract, which is not bad in itself. The main reason and the core purpose of your existence and of your living is about living for him that died and rose again for you. Hallelujah. "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Hallelujah. "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." That's all. That's all. That's the whole essence of living. You know, the Bible says, if only in this life we have hope in Christ, we have all men the most pitiable. We have all men the most miserable. Everything we are going to achieve in this world, everything we are going to do is going to die and waste away and go with this world. The only thing that will survive is that which we have done for Christ. Hallelujah. That which we have done for Christ is what remains eternal. Is what remains eternally relevant. That's why we must commit wholeheartedly to the cause of Christ. We must commit wholeheartedly to the cause of Christ. So as you listen to these songs, I want you to drive your roots deeper as you listen to these songs. Let them drive your roots deeper in your walk of consecration towards the Lord. Glory to God.
Withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing, withholding nothing.
Come on, you say.
to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them, here I am.
Here I am.
Give my I give myself away.
Compared to your mercy, I lift my hands to worship you. I look around and all I see is your outstanding glory. See your beauty radiate.
Praise God. I trust that your heart has been steered by these songs. Do good to tune in tomorrow, same time, 7 a.m. Invite your friends, relatives, colleagues, classmates. Put on your social media handles and let's come together to have a great time in the Word of God. We'll continue our study, Metaphors for Salvation, Sanctification, in tomorrow's episode. Do good to have a great day, being full of the Word, full of the Spirit, full of spiritual songs, full of prayers, and be a blessing to somebody. See you in the next episode.